Now, shop prices will go up under new immigration rules as companies face rising hiring costs, according to the British Retail Consortium. The industry group says the government's post-Brexit migration plan contains some positive steps, but lower paid and lower skilled workers will be limited to 12-month visas. It echoes similar comments from hospitality and social care sectors, but to explain retailers' concerns and what could be done, I'm joined by the BRC's employment and skills policy lead, Finula Horrocks-Burns. Very good morning to you. How will the pool of retail workers actually shrink as a result of this, do you think?
Good morning. Well, with the ending of free movement, which the retail industry sort of accepts is going to happen, what that will mean is that the anyone coming in from outside of the UK to work will be required to meet a 30,000 threshold under these 30,000 salary threshold under these new proposals, which for retail and more particularly their supply chains is an incredibly high bar when you've got jobs that are close to the national living wage, which is more around sort of an annual salary of around £22,000. So it's quite a significant increase. And then added to that is the recommendation for temporary visas for anyone earning below that salary. The government has suggested there could be a temporary transitional route, which is in itself quite positive. However, limiting that to a 12 months, so effectively 52 weeks of work, if you time your visa perfectly for the year, yes, will effectively embed huge recruitment costs and processing costs for the industry, again adding further to the costs for the company.
Some people would say, well, it's absolutely right that people should earn slightly more in retail, bring it up to £30,000 a year, and that retailers themselves should swallow the costs.
Yeah, and I think there's definitely evidence that the pay in retail is rising, and for the last couple of years, pay in retail has actually outpaced average pay, average hourly pay in the UK. So last year, retail saw 4.6% growth in hourly pay in comparison to 2.9% in the UK. So the industry is increasing pay, and a lot of our members have committed to work to increase pay. However, the idea that by 2021, when this new system kicks in, we'd be at that 30,000 threshold for all workers is highly unrealistic. And retail's quite honest that both retail itself, but also part of its supply chain, will always rely on some proportion of lower skilled workers that won't ever reach that 30,000 threshold.
The Home Secretary has said that this is balancing immigration controls with the needs of business. You clearly disagree with that as far as retail is concerned. Do you have any lobbying power to get the government to change its mind?
I mean, it was one of the most positive things about the white paper that was published yesterday was, well, A, it was published because we've been waiting a long time, but also B, the government have committed to a sort of 12-month period of consultation with business and stakeholders about these proposals.
Yeah.
So one of the things they said is this sort of 12-month period for temporary visas isn't fixed, nor is the 30,000 threshold. So there are opportunities for us as an industry to present back to government and say, this is the impact these proposals will have. How about you increase that transitionary period to a 2-year, perhaps, period, and lower that threshold to, say, the 25th percentile for level 3 skilled,
sure,
immediate skilled workers.
Finally, Finula, obviously everybody understands that the whole shape of retail is actually changing, particularly as far as, you know, bricks and mortar is concerned and so on. I mean, are we heading to a stage where retail will actually be needing to employ higher skilled workers who are above those thresholds and therefore welcome?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely a point that we have made to the Home Office and other government departments, that retail is in the middle of a transformation. We're already seeing real demand for some very highly skilled roles like data analytics and software engineering. So retail itself as an industry is shifting. However, the timescale for that shift isn't quite on the timescale that the government's proposed for the new immigration system.